Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to the Jimbo Paris Show. All right. What's up, guys? This is Jimbo here. And today we have Kemyana Jones and Ann Johnson, and they're both experts in real estate and beauty, which is, you know, it's a pretty unique combination. And I'm seeing here six-figure university. And when I think of six figures, you know, I think that's sort of the magic number. That's what everyone wants. They want to make that magic six figures. And I'll begin asking them certain questions. I'm like, why not, you know, five, four, three? Why is it the magic six or even seven? So let's talk with them and let's kind of learn more about this stuff.
How are you? We're so happy to be here. So we are in the real estate business with a focus in beauty. We started off with the Perfect Salon Suite. And so that's a salon suite concept that gives basically luxury, affordable spaces, shared spaces to salon and beauty professionals. It helps them on their entrepreneurial journey, you know, and owning their own business within the beauty industry. So whenever we decided to start the six-figure university, kind of morphed into that, we started teaching people to do what we do. And that is the number that always came up. When I asked people, what is stopping you from starting your own business? What is that number that you need per month? It's always $5,000, $8,000. And I'm like, so what's between you and having financial freedom is basically six figures. And so thus we came up with the six-figure university, because we know that's the magic number that everybody thinks is between them and being in their financial destiny.
And what are your goals?
So my purpose, or what I think our purpose is between the Perfect Salon Suites and the six-figure university, is just to help people to know that dreams can be a reality. I think that I live in my purpose by providing people with, you know, other avenues, because honestly, I came from corporate and it was a very stressful place. Having someone to just be able to dangle a carrot and then your job's over and then you can possibly, you know, not have money to support yourself and your family. I don't like that feeling. And I know that all of America that are in the corporate life, some of them, you know, some people love their jobs and that's okay. But there's a lot of people that feel the way that I did. And until I took control and was able to live in my purpose and do what I like doing every day, you know, that's when I really felt a sense of purpose and being.
If I could rewind a little bit, a lot of it has to do with the fact that we gained so much financial freedom in compared to when we had our successful careers. As an engineer, I was on vacation with my family and I got a text message from a colleague saying, hey, they just fired 30 engineers. I'm freaking out. I'm like, am I one of them? They wouldn't have told me by text message. Am I going to have a job when I get home? So I'm like, what is this? Then I'm like, if I am fired, how long before I have to move home with mom and dad and I'm a grown person? That didn't make sense to me. So I'm like, what do I need to do? And my brother had been talking about real estate. So at that time, I bought a duplex. As I closed on that duplex, I got fired. Right after I closed, I was so happy. I moved in one side. The other side paid the mortgage. I was good to go. My bills were low. That introduced me to the world of real estate personally. My family owned a farm, so we know about real estate in that sense. But being able to be okay being fired from an engineering job, all because I had a little bit of real estate, gave me more financial control. That was what really got us going with this logical thinking, my process improvement, the beauty queen here. We both love real estate. Now all of a sudden we're sitting around. My friends start going, what y'all doing? How come y'all got time? How y'all here? How y'all there? What's going on in your life? That's the purpose she's talking about. All of a sudden, we're like, we're selfish. We really need to learn to teach other people this. A friend of hers reached out and said, girl, I'm about to lose my salon. I got $10,000. I don't know what I should do. And Kamiana's like, Ann, we need to drive up there and help her. I said, who's she? Kamiana's like, she's somebody. I kind of know her. And I said, you know what, Kamiana, you're right. Can't be selfish with this kind of knowledge. We drove up there. I helped her with the layout. We got her with a general contractor, came down to help negotiate with the landlord, giving her time. And we sure enough got her about eight suites with $10,000. Because some of them were already rooms. I said, no, you're not doing all this plumbing. You're going to put in some common area shampoo bowls. We're going to get you started. You don't have to start salon suites with $500,000. $10,000 and we got her started. So it was a matter of feeling this purpose, man, to just share this knowledge with each other. Like, we could have saved a lot of money if people would share their knowledge with us. But as we learn, we want to be the change you want to see in the world, right? So we help create our competition. And we've done it time and time again for free. But we want to better utilize our time. We don't want to go backwards just by sharing this knowledge. All of a sudden, we got a job trying to teach everybody to have financial freedom, but we're busy working all the time. That's where the six-figure university came in. Let's make these modules. Let's teach people in a group format. That way, hey, when people are ready, they can come, they can get this knowledge, and then we'll grow from there. So that's the background between what is our purpose. Purpose is to share this knowledge and to share this lifestyle with others and let them know it's really achievable. Even if you don't want to leave your job, you don't have to leave your job to get 5 or 6 suites, right?
And as a result, that experience that she's speaking of, that young lady is now making over $150,000 a year,
six figures,
and she's doing her passion. That does not include her, because she does lashes, so that right. doesn't include her money. So she comes to work when she feels like
it. She makes more than us.
Yeah.
Because she do both, right?
Yeah. So she's able to, you know, provide for her family, have the financial freedom, and not have to figure out if she can go on vacation or to the doctor's office or take her child, you know, to their favorite soccer game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, family. And so that's what we try to impart with through the Six Figure University.
Excellent. And my next question is, you're both very different people, but somehow you complement each other. And I've done over 73 episodes, and I've never had two people interviewed. So you both are special.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's an important thing to know your shortcomings. I would not do salon suites without her. I just wouldn't. I understand they work. I understand they're good money. But I don't have the beauty expertise. I don't understand how to talk to the beauty professional. She has a knack for just seeing the market, decorating, saying, hey, this location is better than this location. She obviously was wanting to sell her business when she met me. So I bring in that engineering side of, hey, whenever you run into hurdles, you're having issues with contractors, I find solutions. There's been more than once that, hey, we can't expand. I said, the heck we can't. I'll find a way.
We work really well. I'll tell you, I am so appreciative of Anne, because what she brought to the table when I was wanting to sell is, at this point, our business did 4 times what it was doing back in 2016. So in less than 5 years, we have quadrupled in income. And so, you know, we're in the 7 figures at this point. So I know that I could teach you to be at least 6 figures, because we've been there, done that, right? And it just goes up and up from there.
Kimiana and I and our vision and what we see going forward are more aligned than maybe the other business partners, you know? So that allowed us to really focus on financial freedom, because not everyone has that vision. Some people's goal is to be billionaires. Well, if your goal is to be a billionaire and ours is financial freedom, those don't necessarily match. To be a billionaire, maybe you need to work 80 hours a week. I ain't doing it. I'm fine being a thousandaire if that's what that requires. I'm not doing that. So, you know, when you have partnerships or if you're by yourself, you've got to start with what do you want in life. My top priority is peace and freedom. And honestly, in America, 6 digits can usually get you that. It's just a matter of if it's 100,000 or 200,000 or 300,000, depending on what you want, your size of your family. But 6 digits gets you there. Six Figure University, we like to bring the expertise of everything we've done. Right now, we're focusing on salon suites for this first course. But Kimiana and I both have successful careers and have had lots of experience, and we want to continue to add modules to help people gain a little more financial control, right? Like I said, you don't have to leave a job. My job situation evolved, and I just didn't need to find another job. But I didn't necessarily plan on quitting. I just wanted more financial freedom than relying on my employer solely.
You could just be a thousander. You don't have to make any more than that. And I think a lot of people need to understand that type of balance. And I think this is a good point to kind of move on to sort of what are some of the key lessons you teach?
So basically, first of all, it's mindset. Because I don't care what it is that you do, you have to have the right mindset to begin. So a lot of what we teach, a lot of what we get people, because even when we first started the Six Figure University, I'll be upfront with you. I thought, because a lot of people follow me and they, you know, see my page and they're always asking me, show me how to do what you do. But then when we did the class and I'm like, okay, I get into all the technicalities and, oh, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that, because I'm such a doer. But not everybody is even that. Before they can even take that first step, they got to know themselves and believe in themselves and what is it that you want. And that's one thing that I love about Anne. Before we even do that, we got to figure out what is it that you want. I mean, the Six Figure University, we don't just teach salon suites. We also teach like tiny homes, you know, how to build a tiny home community. There's other modules that will be available in the, but all things real estate. But before you even can do all that, you got to know what it is that you want, what you're trying to accomplish. If you want to do something, you just start. Half of the time, the universe, God, whatever you believe in, will start putting things in your path. And that is the thing that we teach. Because a lot of people, they just want stuff, but they don't even take the first step of even starting towards their goal. And so my the first thing is, let's get your mind right. Let's start. That's what the first module is about. Because you might think you want to do salon because you see my lifestyle, but that might not even be what you need. And we can adjust. And that's what I love about Anne, because that's why we're here today, because she helped me realize what is it that you want.
And you also raise a different thing too about vulnerability, you know, and kind of, you know, that's, I think that's another step to confidence too, just sort of being okay, feeling a certain way and having flaws or certain types of issues too, because again, I'm not perfect either. We mentioned leadership in a lot of this, and I kind of want to go back now to kind of help educate the audience, because what is real estate?
No, I'm sure she'll correct my answer because she's always better at articulating. But to me, real estate is land or it's assets, right? So real estate can be actually owning land, owning a building, renting out a space, whether you rent we rent commercial spaces and then sublease it. So to me, real estate is anything asset-wise that you can live in or do services out of.
For me, real estate is an asset to provide a means to an end. People have been doing real estate for a long time. It's a barter. It's an exchange. And so for me, it's a means to an end. It's a way to navigate in life and barter. Basically, I give you land, you give me money, pretty much.
Yeah, and I like that you asked the question, because to me, I didn't even realize I was in real estate until someone pointed it out to me. My family owned a farm. That's real estate. In my mind, real estate was flipping houses. Real estate was building condos. It's like all of a sudden, I'm like, and you've been in real estate. You've been born into real estate. So when we say we're in real estate, a lot of times people think we're flipping houses or something. No, we're actually commercial landlords. We sublease space. Yes, I have a duplex. So I'm in real estate in the sense that I own residential. My family has a farm. That's real estate. So real estate is actually very broad, but it gives you a lot of leverage when you own real estate.
You're really pushing this versatility. And I'm interested to know how you actually set up this type of versatility on a website. So we're going to bring up your website now and kind of look at that to kind of see how you balance everything out so it can push these two, you know, interesting ideas. All right. So take the lead.
So basically, when you come to our site, I made sure that in the initial that it says how to do it for $0, because we're going to show you everybody. Anybody you go to is $500,000, and we didn't want that. We wanted to show possibilities. And I've had people that can actually, especially salon professionals, because that's who we solicit to a lot, you know, with our online ads and stuff. So a lot of them are already in a salon. So Anne and I made a video, and you want to talk through that?
Yeah, so right now, I really wanted our target audience when we first began to be someone that already has a salon. Why? Because their pain points were real, especially during the pandemic. If you owned a salon during the pandemic, you were hard-pressed to find employees. And when you're being paid to stay at home, people are afraid of COVID. So if they're starting to lose their business, I'm like, how can you start salon suites today with $0? So that's who we chose this target at first, because we felt we had something to teach them and we could really help them. This is someone that needs help and we can help them. So that's the first page there. As you put in your information, now you get the course where I'm teaching you, if you have your own location, how you can get salon suites for $0. Rather, you actually have rooms that you can start renting out immediately, or you can finance those glass partitions like I was talking about, where they come in, measure, cut, put in place, and you can start renting out then. But if you already have a salon, then you have shampoo bowls, you have HVAC, you have the electrical, you got everything you need to do suites. I just wanted to be able to teach you today how to get started with salon suites, because who knows who needs that right now? So that's why we push that, to just kind of give some information to help. And that way they could see our personalities between Kenyatta in that first video and then me teaching you here. Before you even start to think about giving us money for anything, you can say if you want to learn from us more or not.
And then once you log in, there's a second step. So maybe you're not a salon owner. Maybe you just stumbled on the page. Maybe you want to do salon suites. There's another free class that you get access to when you sign up. And that class basically teaches you how to find landlords that's looking to pay you to move in. But then it goes even further. If you went through all of those free classes and you still can't figure it out, then we teach you how to find, fund, fix, and fill your salon suites through our course.
And that's great. You know, just giving back to the community after growing. You know, I respect that. Okay. And, you know, sort of the final thing here, are there any sort of final words that you guys have to say to the audience?
Well, I just like people to know that your dreams and what you want to do in life and what you want to be is never too late. And don't always remember to follow your passions. Because when I started doing that and living in my true purpose, God will always make a way. The universe will always make a way for you. And there's so much, you know, a lot of hatred in the world,
a lot of self-hatred in the world. We judge ourselves too harshly sometimes. You know, with my final words, it has to be with love yourself a little more. As a nationality, we're not that far removed from slavery. And there's a lot of anger, justifiably so. Anger is a certain vibration. You got to understand and realize, they always say, oh, forgiveness for you, not for the other person. Well, let me put that in context. When you're vibrating in an angry realm, if you believe in what the power that God gave us, it starts to interrupt that power. So for me, if you're watching this, you've been wanting something different, you feel that love in your heart, something's telling you, I know I'm made for more. Look in the mirror, see yourself, accept your insecurities, like you said, we talked about it a little bit earlier. Love yourself anyway, because you know it's just a part of us, and keep it moving, keep growing. Just understand it's there for a reason. It's there for a reason. It wasn't put there just to tease you.
And you can have your heaven right here on earth.
Exactly, exactly. Excellent way to end this all.
Experience heaven.
That was very good. Very good. Well, I definitely enjoyed this talk. I think we need to give a quick shout out, though, to our man, Dark Joseph Ravine. He's, you know, great man. He's definitely helped support my show. He's not a sponsor, but he's definitely given me a lot of attention, a lot of traffic. So thank you again, Dark Joseph Ravine. And then next person, our sponsor, a LifeWork Systems affiliate and collaborative partner. This is Judy Ryan, CEO of LifeWork Systems, dedicated to helping improve business communities, business networks, and just creating a better environment for everyone. And also look at our Roku channel. We are a Roku channel now, full-fledged. We have a new website dedicated to all of that. So look at that too.
Great job. Right. Great job, Jimbo. We love you. Great job. Thank you for having us. Thank you for your kindness.
Yes. We appreciate you so much and sharing your platform with us.
Excellent. Pleasure is mine. And all right, guys, I am Jimbo Paris. This is the Jimbo Paris Show. All right. Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.